Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Pratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back here at Downfield Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, starting lineup for the Peoria High Lions. They're 11-5. A freshman, Alexis Smullen, at one guard. A sophomore, Mackenzie Jenkins, at the other guard. Ja'Keisha Hawkins, a senior. Jalen Lawson, just a sophomore. And Israel Evans, a senior. They're missing a couple of players. Amaya Mitchell, a sophomore, and Destiny Edwards, both starters. Destiny, Coach Edwards' daughter, and he told me, yeah, not a happy household this morning. He said, my daughter's on the dance team as well, and chose to do that competition today rather than basketball, so he wasn't too happy. Streaks will start the way they have been starting throughout the season. It'll be Casey Williams, Shaylee Florine, Sabrina Clay, Raina Gully, and Lexi Daniel. Streaks in their home white, trimmed in black and silver. Peoria High in their road black, trimmed in maroon and white. Shaylee Florine will step into the center circle for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And as Peoria High comes out on the floor, it will be stepping in. Is that a number three? Can't tell. Her hair is so long. Yeah, Mackenzie Jenkins, the sophomore.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking it was 23, but you're right. Yep. It is three.
And Jenkins looks to be a good 5'10", and she wins the tip. And it comes down to Jalen Lawson. Like, three of these girls' hair is so long you can't see the number on the back of their jersey when they're moving. Out top between the circles, it goes to Israel Evans. Now on the dribble right side, it's Ferguson, and they turn it over.
Yeah, she just threw it out. She didn't. She thought her teammate was going to be there, and the teammate never went to the spot, and she just kind of threw it out of bounds. So a very sloppy first turnover for Peoria High.
And now the Streaks do the same thing. On the steal, running down the right side, laying it up and in is Mackenzie Jenkins. She played the passing lane well there, and Peoria High leads 2-0. Full court pressure. Shaylee Florina in the backcourt to Raina Gully. And Raina will dribble out of trouble, get it across left to the center circle. Raina dribbles right. Now stops out high right side, top of the key to Shaylee. Left wing goes to Lexi. Wide open three. Bounces off and nearly fell through. Hung on the rim for a moment and came off. And Peoria High with the basketball. This is Jalen Lawson. She'll bring it across on the dribble between the circles. Out high right side. It goes to Ja'Keisha Hawkins. Now driving the right baseline. It's Israel Evans. Leans in. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Casey Williams for the Streaks. Casey on the dribble. Gives to Lexi Daniels. Now it's Raina Gully. Raina will run it across midcourt left side. Spins left to the center circle. Little crossover dribble. Gets picked from Shaylee. Goes right. And getting knocked to the floor was Raina by Mackenzie Jenkins. That'll be the first foul of the basketball game.
Well, right there, Shaylee needs to roll to the rim, and I think that's what Coach Massey is saying, because she did a good job. She's had a great screen. Peoria Central switch, so she had a smaller girl on her, but Shaylee stayed up top as opposed to rolling to the rim.
Streak trail 2-0, 6:40 to play first quarter. Raina with it, right at the center circle. It goes to Sabrina Clay. Sabrina bounces for Shaylee between the circles. Shaylee looking for some help. Nice job defensively by Alexis Smullen all over Raina Gully. Now it's Lexi drives, dishes down on the block to Shaylee. She missed a shot. Got her, try to get her own rebound and save it in bounds, but she stepped on the inline. It'll go back to Peoria High.
Not a very good start offensively for the Streaks at all. Right now they look a little tired and slow. They're going to need to pick up their intensity here if they're going to really put this game into motion.
This Peoria High team is quick, especially defensively. A runner in the paint is up and no good by Lawson. Casey Williams with the rebound and gives to Raina. Raina Gully across midcourt, bounces for Lexi on the right wing. Lexi bounces it to Shaylee out between the circles. Shaylee holds on, hands off to Raina Gully down the right side of the lane, splits the defenders, lays it up and in. Streaks are on the board. We're tied at two with just under 6 minutes to play first quarter.
Raina's shown that deceptive speed she has. She's so great at changing gears on the fly. She goes from slow to turn it on in just a step.
Nice quick move from the left wing, up and no good. Rebound It was Jalen Lawson the first time. Second time it was Mackenzie Jenkins missed it. Now we had a tie-up on the third shot. I think Shaley got a piece of that one. They called the tie-up, and the Streaks get it on the alternate possession. Raina Gully across midcourt, right of the center circle, working against Smullen. Dribbles left. Now back to the right. Gets bumped. No call. Now goes out to the right wing and gives to Shaley, top of the key. Shaley penetrates. Nice look underneath to Sabrina Clay. Right side, lays it up and in.
I didn't think Shaley was going to see that first because she took a dribble right away. Sabrina was open when the defense rotated. Everybody left her wide open under the basket.
Michi Edwards immediately calls a 30-second timeout. He was upset with Israel Evans defensively there, saying she wasn't where she was supposed to be. When that penetration happened, she stepped out of the lane, and that left Sabrina open. As you said, Shaley recognized and made the nice pass. And the Streaks lead 4-2 with 5:26 to play here in the first quarter. So Michi Edwards, quick coaching moment with this team. That's something he doesn't want to see because really the Streaks had them very spread out defensively, and that's why that happened. Same with the play when Raina took it down the lane.
Yeah, and you know, the big thing for the Streaks right now is they have to realize that Peoria High is overplaying defensively. So they're trying to, whether purposely, whether under coach instruction or not, they're really overplaying the strong side of the ball. So the Streaks do some rotations. We've seen Raina get a nice dribble all the way to the basket.
Going to the basket was Jakeisha Hawkins, blocked by Shaley. And this is Lexi Daniels with now Raina Gully. Oh, it's going to be an overback. Raina, as Lexi turned to make the pass, Raina had tried to jump from the backcourt into the front court and caught the ball in the air. And that was, Lexi needs to hold on and make sure she knows where Raina's at before she lets that pass go.
Yeah, that's definitely a situation where Lexi's got to recognize exactly where the personnel is on the floor.
Kaylin Boydston in for the Streaks, as is Sammy Thompson for the first time, as Shaley and Casey will get a break. Out high right side, this is Lawson picks up out near the center circle.
Double dribble was missed right there, and Coach Massey not happy.
Now this is Smullen with it out between the circles. Goes left side for Hawkins. Hawkins to Jenkins. Now where was that from? Was that just inside the three-point line?
No, Evans. It was right under the basket.
Okay, she was making the pass. Israel Evans got it under the basket, put it up and in. We're tied at four. Now the Streaks turn it over against a full-court pressure. Pass over the top, and no way Raina could get a hand on that one.
Well, Streaks was playing very sloppy against this pressure, and I know this is an early morning game, but you've got to find your energy. And, you got to think clearly. We've seen a couple mental miscues so far early in this one.
Smullen on the dribble. She is quick, just a freshman, and looks to be maybe 5'3". Raina even towers over. Now a travel call. Nice job defensively. Kaylin Boydston had Lawson bottled up down in the corner, and she traveled with it.
Streaks bench really helped out on that call.
Raina Gully across midcourt, behind the back dribble. Now right of the center circle. Dribbles right, looks for some help, gets to Sammy between the circles. Now really, as you said, Eric, really overplaying defensively. Now Raina drives right, and the blocking call is going to go against Smullen. There are a lot of bumping and pushing, which isn't a bad thing, but it gets to a point where, like that time, it affected the direction Raina was trying to go.
Yeah, the big thing right now with that, Tom, is that Raina's recognizing and she's letting the bumping play out until she gets the call.
Raina has it, gets to Lexi out high right side, right wing to Sabrina Clay, and Sabrina lost the handle. I thought maybe Jenkins got in and swatted it away. They say it went off of Sabrina, and the Streaks turn it over again with 4-1 to play here in the first quarter. We're nearly even with points and turnovers, aren't we?
We are extremely even. It's 4-4.
Okay, so back in, let's see, Casey Williams, Shaley Florine back in there, and there with Sammy Thompson, Kaylin Boydston, and Raina Gully. Peoria High with their first sub of the day. Acacia Huff, a senior, checks in as she replaces Ferguson. Down the left corner, or actually Ferguson is still in there, Jenkins in there. She replaced Hawkins. No, that was Hawkins there on the right baseline. Okay, I'll get it straight.
No, that was Lawson.
Okay, that was Lawson. I'm sorry. Now Casey Williams on the nice feed from Sammy. Casey missed a shot, lost it, got the rebound back. Shot blocked that time. And down with it is Jalen Lawson for Peoria High. Now she's got it stolen away by Casey Williams. Casey comes up with a nice quick hands by Casey. Gives to Raina. 3.5 minutes to play first quarter. We are tied at four. Raina on the dribble. Working against Smullen. Dribbles right. And now we got a blocking foul. Going to go against Smullen again.
Coach Massey was calling for that from the bench. Smullen, she's having an issue staying in front of Raina. And so she's bumping her every time she tries to go by her, and the call is being made about half the time right now.
Coach Edwards not happy with that. He's talking with one of the other officials. Then it comes to Kalen. Gets it into Shaley down on the low block. Turns left. Can't get it to fall. Ball goes to the floor. Casey and Shaley chasing after him, but coming up with it is Lawson. Now down court pass goes to, I think that was Hawkins. She laid it up. Can't hit, but the foul is going to be called. I think either
is this going
Casey
on Raina?
Or, well, I'm not sure. Yeah, it does go against Raina Gelly. That's her first foul on the streaks here in the ball game. So Jakeisha Hawkins goes to the free throw line with two shots for Peoria High. 3:09 to play first quarter. We're tied at four. First shot bounces off, no good. It seems like a lot of activity, just not much scoring in this game.
Well, the streaks don't look sharp at all right now. We've seen Shaley miss a couple baskets point blank that she usually makes. Even though there's been a little bit of contact, she usually finishes pretty strong on those. She's been a little short on those. And then some mental miscues.
Second set up and no good. Rebound tipped out. Goes to the floor. And stepping on the end line was Jakeisha Hawkins. And Streaks just kind of got out hustled on that one. And they were fortunate that she stepped on the end line.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. Right there, the Peoria High had more intensity going after that rebound.
Raina Gelly across midcourt left side. Now she's being hounded by Israel Evans. Evans knocks it into the backcourt, runs it down. Raina dives after. Evans picks it up, dribbles baseline, wow. Tripped over Raina. Now she lost the ball. Lexi comes up with a jump ball called. It's pretty physical.
To say the least.
I mean, I think Evans had more contact with Raina when she was dribbling that time than Smullen had. Yeah, Evans much bigger player. Over the top, pass goes inside to Jenkins. She misses the point-blank shot. Casey Williams down with the rebound. Picks up her dribble and gets it to Lexi. Lexi to Sabrina. She'll bring it across midcourt left side. Two-on-one break. Stops at the top of the key.
Sabrina's got to take that all the way in because there was only one defender between her and the basket, and Shaley was down there as well.
Shaley faces up. 12-footer is no good. The rebound goes off the hand of Sabrina Clay, and Peoria High will bring the length of the court. 2:28 to play first quarter. It's just a 4-4 game.
Well, right now the pace of play and the style of play is really favoring Peoria.
It will be Jalen Lawson, the sophomore, bringing it up for Peoria High, working against Casey Williams. Left wing, it goes to Evans. Back a long three-pointer from straight on. Perfect. Wow, that was Jalen Lawson about three steps behind the three-point arc. Lawson puts it up and in. Her first basket, make it 7-4, Peoria High. Casey tried to get to Sabrina. She got bumped as Casey and the streets kind of got bailed out there as the pass was over the top rather than a bounce pass. And I don't know that Sabrina could have gotten up to that one without the foul.
Well, Coach Michi Edwards making a point to his player right there. There was no reason for her to be trying to steal that ball and go through Sabrina. Like you said, make her play the ball.
That's the second foul on Mackenzie Jenkins. No, they don't have it that way on the board. They have that just her first. Must have marked the wrong one on somebody. Casey with a three from the left baseline is no good. And a foul on the rebound that got called on Shaley. I saw Keisha Huff go to the floor. I'm not sure what exactly it was that happened, but Shaley got called for the foul. That's her first. Second team foul on the streaks. I don't know if they're saying she cleared out. I'm not really sure what happened. I don't know if it was a flop because she hit the floor kind of hard, and Shaley was kind of dumbfounded when the official pointed at her, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was watching the shot, so I didn't see the end result of the foul.
Now an unforced error by Lawson. Just threw it away, trying to get it over to Evans, and threw it out of bounds. Streaks will get it back with 1:51 to play in the first quarter, trailing 7-4.
Six turnovers now for the Lions.
Shaley out between the circles with it. Puts it on the floor. Gets it to Sabrina right of the center circle. Now right wing. It is Raina. Now to Shaley running down the right side of the lane. Lays it up and in. Nice play by the Streaks. Nice ball movement. Now 7-6 Peoria High.
That was the most succinct looking play the Streaks have had this morning.
It will be Lawson to walk it across for Peoria High. Met by Casey Williams. Between the legs dribble goes left. And a runner from about 12 feet is no good. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Shaley. Puts it on the floor. Looks for help. Hands off to Raina Gelly. Raina gets it to Casey across midcourt left side. 3-on-2 break. Casey penetrates. Kicks out to Lexi right baseline. Back out to Casey right wing. Now to Raina right at the center circle. They'll set the offense. Raina dribbles right. Gets bumped. No call. Now try to get to Sabrina. Sabrina does a nice job bringing the pass down. Put it up. Can't hit. But a foul is going to be called.
This one's going to go against
Keisha Huff.
Yeah, great job bringing the pass down by Sabrina. She actually had to jump up, tip it to herself, and bring it back down to put it up.
So Sabrina Clay will go to the free throw line with two shots. First foul on Huff. 15 foul on Peoria High. 103 to play first quarter. 7-6. Now make it 7-7 as Sabrina ties it up with her third point of the ballgame. Sammy Thompson checks in. She replaces Shaylee. So Raina, Sammy, Sabrina, Casey, and Lexi for the Galesburg Silverstreaks. Second shot for Sabrina Clay is up. That one's too hard. And the rebound comes down to Jenkins. She'll give way to Lawson. Now left baseline. It goes to Evans. Now in the paint, this is Huff. Turns, puts it up, no. And a rebound to Sabrina Clay. Outlet to Raina, back to Sabrina. She's going to run it across. Sabrina on the dribble, down the right side of the lane, lays it up, and good!
Wow.
Coast to coast, Sabrina Clay!
We haven't seen that all season.
9-7 streaks, 40 seconds to play here in the quarter. What great recognition by Sabrina. She just went full speed and took it all the way in. Out high left side, this is Lawson with it. Goes baseline, a runner is up from 8, no good. Rebound comes down to Hawkins. She can't hit. Now Sammy Thompson with it for the streaks. Got knocked away. Sabrina comes up with it. Now it's Raina with it. 20 seconds to play in the quarter. Casey Williams across midcourt left side with 18. Streaks probably going to try to hold for one. Now Raina right of the center circle with 12 seconds to play. Raina on the dribble. Dribbles right and gets it to Sammy. Sammy down the left side lane with 6. Scoops it up. No, but drew some contact. Sammy will get to the free throw line, and this one is going to go against, I believe, Hawkins.
It's Hawkins or Jenkins. It's Hawkins.
So Ja'Keisha Hawkins picks up. That's her second foul. I think that's the one that I gave to Jenkins earlier was on Hawkins. So Sammy Thompson goes to the free throw line with 2 shots.
Peoria was 6 fouls already in this game, and Streaks sitting at only 2.
5.5 to play in the quarter. First shot rolls off, no good. Kaylin Boyson will replace Raina to give her a little bit of a break before the end of the quarter. And she's going to need it because they're just on her all over the floor.
Well, I almost wonder if you kind of look at using Casey a little bit more to trigger the offense because they're playing off of Casey and she can handle the ball well enough to start your offense up.
Second shot good for Sammy Thompson. Her first point of the ball game. Make it 10-7 streaks. Full court pressure. 3 seconds to play. This is Lawson. Down the right side. Stops at the right elbow. Banks it off. No good. We have played one quarter of basketball. It's been a tight one thus far. And the Streaks lead after one. It's Galesburg 10. Peoria High 7, you're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
You ever wonder what dogs are thinking when cars go by? Well, let's use Shelter Insurance's special Dog Decoder app and listen in.
That's one classy pickup, huh, Willie?
Oh, 57?
Nah, 56.
Oh, check out the German V8.
Sweet. Pretty green car.
Hybrid.
At Shelter Insurance, we've been insuring all your favorite rides since 1946.
For competitive auto insurance rates, see me, Shelter Agent Timothy Campus. We're your shield, we're your shelter.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button today at participating sponsors. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
One quarter of basketball in the books. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Peoria High Lions 10-7. I think, Eric, late in that first quarter, Streaks started seeing some chinks and some openings in that Peoria High defense.
Yeah, you know, like we've been talking about, Peoria has been kind of over-pursuing everything. So the big thing for the Streaks is just to execute their offense, and they should be successful in this one, setting their screens and doing their back cuts.
Streaks with the ball to start the second quarter, and Lexi with a nice pass to Shaylee down on the left block. She leans in and gets fouled by Acacia Huff. That'll be Huff's second foul, and Shaylee will go to the free throw line.
Huff kind of looked puzzled on that, and she obviously had a ton of contact with Shaylee.
Yeah, Shaylee moved, turned to her left toward the basket. Huff was moving along with her and ran into her. As Shaylee hits the first free throw, she's got 3 in the ball game, making 11-7 streaks. Galesburg with 2 team fouls. That's the 7th on Peoria High, so the Streaks will be shooting free throws for the rest of the first half. Second one perfect by Shaylee. She's got 4, make it 12-7.
Maybe that's the kind of thing Shaylee needs to get her touched on. She's looked a little off on her shots early in this one.
Raina with a near steal got into the passing lane as Lawson tried to get it over the wing to Evans. Raina got in there, knocked it away. Peoria High gets it back in front of the Streaks bench. Lawson to inbound. And it comes in the backcourt to Hawkins. Hawkins brings it across against Lexi Daniels. Now to Lawson out high left side against Casey Williams. Dribbles right, spins at the left elbow. Shot up and good. Wow, what a nice move by Jalen Lawson. Nailed a long three and made a nice real jump shot on that one.
Yeah, Lawson 15 against the Streaks last year as a freshman. So she's a nice-looking player. And if she can get some consistency to her game, she could be one of the better ones in the area.
Meechie Edwards yelling at his team defensively. He had somebody guarding the wrong person guarding Shaley. Apparently right wing. This is Lexi. She'll fire the three. It's too hard off the back iron. Rebound comes out. It's knocked away from behind by Sabrina. And now Sabrina's going to get called for that. And she puts her hands on her head like, are you kidding me? After all the bumping and everything, she may have got a piece of the arm on that one, and that's her first foul.
Well, the other thing is that I think what Meechie Edwards was yelling is they're in a 2-3 now. So Streaks have got to realize that, and they did a nice job of getting Lexi to look there, but keep an eye on the Streaks having to attack the middle now.
Lawson has it up to the left elbow. It goes to Jenkins. Nice look underneath to Huff. She put it up and in and got the foul. Huff with her first basket. And the foul goes against Sabrina, so two quick fouls. This always seems to happen with Sabrina. She'll go for a while that inning, and then she'll get a run of fouls, and that's two on Sabrina now. So Huff, Keisha Huff will go to the free throw line with a chance of a traditional three-point play. 6:53 to play in the first half. Now 12-11 Streaks as Sammy Thompson checks in and replaces Sabrina, who's got two fouls.
And now we're going to get a violation.
Doesn't matter if she made the shot. As both Casey and Lexi stepped in the lane before she put the shot up, she kind of hesitated, almost faked it. Now Raina, nice dribble, passes to Sammy down the left side of the lane, up off the glass, too short. And the rebound comes down to Jenkins. She'll give way to Smullen. Smullen. Right baseline to Evans, and a pass got skipped across and hit a couple of hands before Huff came down with it. Now an air ball from the left side by Lawson. Rebound to Shaley. Now it's Lexi. Raina with it in the backcourt. She'll bring it across right of the center circle. Raina Gully on the dribble, out high right side. And now, they're in a 2-3 zone. They've got to kind of spread out. Casey left baseline, thought about the three, back out high left side to Raina. Get it over to Lexi, right side. Now between the circles to Raina. Now to Casey, left wing. Three-pointers way too strong. Rebound goes to the floor. And Shaley, a nice job diving after that, tying up Lawson. And the possession arrow points toward Peoria High. Or rather, that was
Evans.
Let's see. We've got Sabrina back in, replacing Sammy Thompson. 6:09 to play first half. We're tied at 12. Well, this is one the Streaks are going to know they've been in a battle in this one, no matter the outcome. Nice spin move by Lawson and laid off the pass. I thought it was an air ball at first, but laid off a nice pass to Huff, and Huff laid it up and in. 14-12 now. It's Peoria High with the lead as the Streaks lose it out of bounds. They actually got knocked away on the far sideline. Casey Williams will inbound as the Streaks have it near the Peoria High bench. Raina Gully will set the offense. On the dribble, right of the center circle, picks up and gets to Shaley between the circles. Ball bounced off her hands. Casey comes over there, back to Shaley. She'll hand off to Raina, left of the center circle, and Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout. Doesn't like what he's seeing offensively from the Streaks, and I think it was trouble recognizing that they're actually in a spread-out 2-3 zone.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, Raina is your point guard. You want her to be the one that recognizes that, but all the players on the floor have to see, okay, they're playing a 2-3 zone. What do we have to do? What offense do we have to be in to be successful against this? The more spread out that 2-3 zone is, the more open the middle of that zone is. So the Streaks really have to start looking at it that way.
5:42 to play first half, 14-12. Peoria High with the lead. Streaks with the basketball. They'll inbound on the near side. Casey Williams will inbound. Now it looks like we're going to come back out in a man-to-man this time. Nope, I think they're going to stick with the 2-3. No, they're going to go back man this time. Raina across midcourt working against Lawson. Gets to Shaley out high on the left side. Shaley looking for help. Now gets over to Raina on the right wing. Now between the circles, Lexi fires a long three from straight on. Good. Her first basket of the ball game. She was way out there, about the same as Lawson was on hers. And Streaks retake the lead, 15-14. Lawson penetrates, a runner from 8 feet in the lane. No good. Rebound tipped by Sabrina. And it's Lexi that comes down with it. And now on the Raina upset that time as she tried to receive the pass from Lexi. She got bumped from behind by Smullen. There's no way she could grab that ball. The ball went off of Raina. So the Streaks turn it over with 5:15 to play. Yeah, I feel bad for Raina on that one. That's the first time I've actually seen her get upset at a non-call. And because she just absolutely couldn't get the pass. Now the Streaks fall asleep on the inbound play. And it comes to Evans down on the right side. She lays it up and in. Make it 16-15 Peoria High. Just over 5 minutes to play first half. Reyna gets to Casey, left wing. Thought about the three, back to Reyna. She'll bring it back out and set for the Streaks. Reyna dribbles right. Spins back and picks it up. And gives to Casey out high on the left side. Back to Reyna near the center circle. Under 5 minutes to play. Now down to Shaley on the right block.
They're going to call the charge, yeah. Shaley's got to recognize that right there. That's the only thing that Evans can do to try to stop her is just to sit there and try to take a charge. And so when she was straight up and down, Shaley's got to notice that she can't lean in at that point and just take it to the rim.
Well, and I think also what happened, I think Evans actually took a step back as well, so it was more blatant seeing, you know, Shaley come in with the shoulder. Had she been right on top of her, it's not as blatant. She's just kind of turning, but she leaned in and then made the contact with her. 4:40 to play first half, 16-15 Peoria High. Pass over the top from Huff, knocked away by Sammy Thompson. Lions will have it on the left baseline. They're looking to play that high-low. They've done it a couple of times. They're successful the time before that, going to Huff. In it comes Evans, wide open to the paint. Missed the easy one off the glass. Sabrina Clay with a rebound. Arena Gully. Reyna on the run. Crosses over. Gets to Lexi, right wing. She'll fire the three. Short, or actually a little bit long. Went kind of off the backside of the rim. Now back to Lexi, right wing. As the Streaks ran down the rebound. Now it's Kaylin Boyston with it down high on the left side to Sabrina down on the left block. Put it up too strong. Got her own rebound, and a foul's going to be called from behind on Huff. Again, that was a great job by Sabrina pulling in that catch one-handed. That looked like an NFL play with the way she brought that pass in.
Well, it was a great entry pass from Kaylin. Dude, that can't be overlooked. She saw that she had a very small window to get that ball in, and she had to do it as the defender was rotating and was able to put it right in there. It's just unfortunate that after Sabrina did such a great job hauling it in, she couldn't finish and make the layup.
Third foul on Acacia Huff, so Sabrina goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Huff goes to the bench. As Sabrina goes to the line, 4:12 to play. First shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Jenkins, and she'll give way to Lawson. Lawson across midcourt against Casey Williams. Dribbles left, now back to the right. Stop to the free throw line, gives on the right wing. And this is Hawkins. Hawkins puts it up, can't hit. Foul, push on the floor. They're going to save him.
Yeah, basically, Kaylin had gone up behind the shooter and tried to block the shot. And when she came down, her momentum very slowly took her into the shooter, and the shooter just kind of flopped down. The official wasn't even watching the play. He looked back and saw the offensive player on the floor and Kaylin behind her.
16 foul on the Streaks. Now ball is Aaron. Aaron passing the lane. Reyna Gully comes up with it. Now Kaylin Boyston on the run right side. Passes to Sammy up off the glass left side and in. What a great pass from Kaylin to Sammy.
Yeah, tremendous pass from Kaylin to have the vision and then to split the two defenders with the pass.
Left baseline three-pointer up from Hawkins and good. Jakeisha Hawkins with her first basket of the ballgame, make it 19-17 Peoria High. Now Sammy's pass is stolen away. This is Lawson in the paint, lays it up. No rebound, Kaylin Boyston. Kaylin on the dribble, gets it knocked away, picks up and gives to Casey on the right wing to Sabrina running the floor. Pass was overthrown a little bit. Going to go back to Peoria High as Sabrina couldn't bring that one in. Casey a little bit too quick with the pass, too high. Sabrina couldn't reel that one in.
10 turnovers now on the Streaks as they trail 19-17, 3:14. Let's go here in the opening half.
Back in, Shaley Florine, Reyna Gully with Casey Williams, Sammy Thompson, and Kaylin Boydston. It will be Lawson. Jalen Lawson, the sophomore, to bring it across for Peoria High. Out high right side, this is Evans. Now Jenkins, now back to Evans. Now it's Smullen out high, dribbles right. And this is Evans, fires a 15-footer right side, too strong. Sammy Thompson with a rebound. Went up, got high on her jump shot, but just no touch on that one. Kaylin Boydston trapped at center court and gets knocked to the floor.
Run over by... Evans right there is she had Kaylin just pulled the ball back and Evans seemed insistent on trying to hit the ball from her, so when she pulled it behind her head she hit Kaylin instead of the ball.
First foul on Israel Evans. Kaylin Boyson goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Next foul, Streaks will be shooting two shots for the rest of the half. So Kaylin Boyson at the line for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
I wonder if Quincy or Name knows their games are at the field house.
You know, I don't know.
Unless they just are coming to watch for a little bit.
Yeah, I say they're not going to see much from the Streaks at this point. Free throw no good. Rebound comes down to Israel Evans. And she traveled. The outlet went to Lawson, and that was a good call. Nobody else was watching. Michi Edwards wondered what happened. But before Evans put the ball on the floor, she took a step. Just kind of nobody was guarding her or anything. She just kind of looking down court, then took a step, then put it on the floor. And Tom Holmes right there made the travel call. Right wing, Lexi Daniels out high right side. Raina Gully gets it out high left side to Casey Williams. Casey looks over the defense, swings it to Raina on the right wing. Backdoor pass to Casey. Casey on the left block, up off the glass, too strong. Casey had the rebound momentarily, lost it out of bounds. Nice pass again from Raina over the top. I think Casey was surprised she was that wide open on it.
Well, how many bunnies have the Streaks missed this morning? Wow. We're talking about at least a half dozen that they've missed right at the rim.
Driving in, this is Jenkins. 10-footer's up and no good. Shaylee Florine's going to pick up her third foul now as Jenkins will go to the free throw line. She's got 2 points. She'll have two shots with 2:14 to play, and Peoria High with a 19-17 lead.
Realistically, the Streaks are very lucky to be as close in this game as they are because they have not played well, and now fouls are starting to mount.
So Jenkins misses the first free throw, and Peoria High missing a couple of starters. We mentioned Destiny Edwards and Amaya Mitchell not there. This is going to be a really, really good team over the next couple of years. They've just got three seniors on the team. And they're a major ball handler and scorer from what we've seen so far. Lawson, just a sophomore. Second free throw, no good. Streaks with it. It's Raina Gully with 2:09 to play. Raina across midcourt, right side, right of the center circle. Picks up, gets to Sammy between the circles. Sammy Thompson back to Raina, right of the center circle. Raina gives to Sammy at the free throw line. Drives down the right side lane. Lost a handle on it. And Lawson comes up with it for Peoria High.
11 turnovers out for the Streaks.
Nice look from Lawson as Jenkins running the floor down the middle.
And if this goes against Sabrina, the Streaks are going to have two post players and three fouls each.
Let's see. Raina was there. Sabrina was there. And it does go against Sabrina Clay, her third foul.
That's a bad foul right there by Sabrina. She was clearly beat. She's already got two fouls. You can't reach out and just handcuff the player.
That was a great pass from Lawson to Jenkins. The Streaks saw the defenders had their backs turned in the lane, and she saw Jenkins there going down the middle of the lane as she hits the first free throw. That's her third point of the ball game.
Manson Ross in the game as Sabrina takes a seat.
Second shot for Mackenzie Jenkins is good as it's a 21-17 lead now for Peoria High. Madison Ross with it in the backcourt to Casey Williams. Casey across midcourt. Now hands off to Raina Gully in the center circle. Now Casey out high on the left side. Streaks are just so far away from the basket to start their offense, and they don't seem to get too close. There they do. Nice thought there. Casey tried to get it into Madison Ross. I think she would have had to bounce it to get that one. It got knocked away. Streaks will have it down on the left baseline.
Well, and Madison Ross has to come over a little bit more assertively. She kind of was trying to just – she saw an open spot. She was trying to float there, and she's got to know the defense is rotating very quickly.
Casey for three left baseline. That's too strong. Smullen with a rebound for Peoria High. 1:25 to play. Right wing, this is Hawkins. Back to Smullen. She'll fire the three. That's off the mark. Rebound comes right into the hands of Jenkins. She missed a shot. Got the rebound. Threw it off the glass as she was falling. No good. And down with the rebound. We're going to have a jump ball called as Casey Williams tied up Evans. And the possession arrow points toward the Streaks this time. And Michi Edwards telling Israel Evans, don't bring the ball down to your waist when you get the rebound. 1:13 to play. Raina Gully with it for the Streaks. Now they're back in that 2-3 zone, but they've got it so spread out. The back of the zone is across the free throw line.
Well, the Streaks have nobody low. That's the problem.
Now Sammy gets behind the defense, lays it up with a left hand, and good. Second basket for Sammy Thompson. She's got five, make it 21-19. Now Lawson runs down. The runner in the paint is no good from the left side. Sammy with a rebound. Sammy on the dribble, 2-on-1 break to Casey Williams down the left side. Left-handed layup is too short. Rebound comes down to Jenkins. Jenkins. 2-on-2 break. This is Lawson. She'll stop, fires just inside the three-point arc. Good for Jalen Lawson. She's got 7, 23-19 Peoria High. 35 seconds to play. Lexi Daniels right wing to Raina out high right side. Down the right side of the lane. Splits the defenders up off the glass and in. Nice move by Raina. She got the defender going to the right, came back into her left, and put it up and in. Make it 23-21.
Great identification right there by Raina to see that the defense wasn't set and that there was an opening inside. She saw it. She went right to it and took the layup.
Smullen out high on the right side for Peoria High. Now it goes to Israel. Nice pass underneath to Jenkins over the top. She lays it up and in. And make it 25-21. 5 seconds to play. Long three for Lexi. Bounces off. No good. Rebound. Sammy is shot blocked just before the buzzer. Lexi probably had time to take a dribble in and get a closer shot. We have played one half of basketball. It has been an interesting one thus far. At halftime, it is Peoria High 25. Galesburg 21. We'll come back and run down our halftime scoreboard. We'll talk about this one, talk about our halftime stats and more. Streaks trail 25-21 at halftime. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Excuse me, ma'am?
Yeah, what is it? I'm very busy.
Would you like to wear our sandwich board with our logo on it to win money?
You're kidding me.
If spotted wearing our sandwich board, you could win a dollar plus half a sandwich.
That's no incentive.
We do sell half sandwiches for a dollar, so in lieu of the money, you could win a whole sandwich.
Sorry, I already have my WGIL purple button, and I could win up to $500.
Wear a button, win some cash. Pick up the new purple WGIL button today.
The old adage, if your feet hurt, you hurt everywhere, you know, is so true because it throws off your knees, your hips, your back. My name is Dr. Teresa Hughes. I'm a podiatrist with the Galesburg Clinic. I'm a specialist in foot and ankle, lower leg only. I think that just makes me more knowledgeable to get a diagnosis faster because we're going to know what we're looking for and get you back to doing what you want to do a lot quicker.
Get back on your feet with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic, OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Fanatic, a person with extreme zeal, bleeds the colors of their team, weathers the ups and downs, allows no excuse to stop them from standing in support, claps harder and cheers louder than all the rest. For true fanatics, Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kiwanis carries every item needed to make sure the world knows where you stand. Hoodies, sweats, flags, gym bags, backpacks, stadium chairs, the list goes on. With quality clothing brands like Under Armour and Nike and shoe lines including New Balance, Adidas, Skechers, and K-Swiss, you'll never have to sacrifice your discerning taste for the team. Breedlove's for true fanatics.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson on WGIL, WGIL.com. Tune in radio. Glad to have you with us here on this Saturday morning game between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Peoria High Lions. We're at halftime and the Streaks trail the Lions by a score of 25-21. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Galesburg High boys lost a tough one last night, a one-pointer to the eighth-ranked team in Class 4A, the Rock Island Rocks. Both teams were undefeated in the Western Big Six. Of course, Streaks were undefeated for the season, and they dropped to 17-1. Streaks had a shot at it, had the last shot. Down by one, and the shot got blocked. A great high school basketball game last night, though. So here's what the schedule looks like for today. We'll be done with this one, and the boys are scheduled to play this afternoon at noon against Manuka. So depending on how long the game this one takes and the game after ours, should be around 11:40 for the pregame with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee and a 12 o'clock tip-off. The girls will turn around and play a 3 o'clock game this afternoon as they will take on Normal U-High. We'll take the air around 2:40. Again, it all depends on how the games are running here today. Then the boys will be back in action here at Thiel Gym again tonight as they will take on Gurney Warren. That one's scheduled for 8 o'clock, around 7:40 for the pregame. Streaks led by a score of 10-7 after the first quarter, got outscored 18-11 in that second quarter, and trailed 25-21. Streaks in some foul trouble with their bigs, and just the Peoria High defense has bothered the Streaks, I would say, as much as any defense. Well, I guess we, a little bit last Thursday against United Township, but I would say even probably more so since the Rock Island game.
Yeah, right now the Streaks, part of it, though, I think is just the Streaks aren't mentally awake yet. They just seem like they're kind of sleepwalking through, and that they're not making crisp passes. They're not seeing openings. And, you know, when you miss some of those bunnies inside, it really turns the game because those could be chances for you to make a basket, set up your defense. But instead, what's happening is the Streaks are missing baskets. They only have two offensive rebounds in the first half, so when they miss and Peoria Central is getting the ball, they're pushing it back up the floor, and the Streaks are slow to get back down the floor.
Streaks trail 25-21 here at halftime. We'll come back and run down our halftime stats and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Well, if Monday's meeting's boring and Tuesdays are too slow, if Wednesdays leave you snoring, there's something you should know. It only takes four quarters to brighten up a day.
Start every day with a tasty deal at McDonald's and grab a sausage burrito, fluffy eggs, and sausage wrapped in a warm tortilla. Always delicious, always just a dollar. Price and participation may vary.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
New homeowner? See me, Timothy Campus in Galesburg, about Shelter's companion policy discounts.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for Galesburg Radio 14. A lot of factors go into explaining why winter is when national blood supplies are at their lowest levels. But obviously, the weather doesn't help. If you are able to be out and about, local blood drives are offered all around the area. Check our calendar now at WGIL.com to find one that's convenient for you.
Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
The official WGIL forecast for today, partly sunny, high near 48 with winds gusting near 25 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies with a chance for some sprinkles or flurries and a low near 28. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high near 40. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 26. And for Monday, your Martin Luther King Jr. Day, high near 42. Monday night, clouds, a low 28. And by Tuesday, cloudy and a high near 35. Right now, clear skies and 39 at WGIL.
The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee, Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Street Trail at halftime, 25-21. Tom Meredith there, Gibson, glad to have you along for Silver Street Girls Basketball this morning. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise, well, yeah, it's balanced for the Streaks, just not enough of it. 5 points to lead the way. Sammy Thompson, a couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. Sabrina Clay, a couple of baskets, 1 for 3 from the line. 4 points apiece for Raina Gully and Shaylee Florine. Shaylee with a basket, 2 for 2 from the line. Raina with 2 baskets. 3 points for Lexi Daniels on a three-pointer. And let's see, that's it for the scoring Streaks. Just 50% from the line, 4 for 8. 1 three-pointer in the ball game. Peoria High, 7 points from Jalen Lawson to lead the way, a 3 and a couple of 2s. 6 points for Mackenzie Jenkins on a couple of baskets, 2 for 4 from the line. 4 points for Israel Evans on a couple of baskets. 3 for Jakeisha Hawkins with a 3-pointer. She was 0 for 2 from the line. 5 for Acacia Huff, a couple of baskets, 1 free throw. 3 for 7 from the line for Peoria High. Just a couple of threes for the Lions.
Well, turnover story not good for the Silver Streaks. They've turned it over 11 times in this ball game. You're not going to win very many games by being the team that turns the ball over the most, and that's what's happening here. Is Peoria High only 9 turnovers. Peoria also winning the rebounding battle 20-17 over the Streaks, but probably the more telling stat is the fact that Peoria High has 7 offensive rebounds, Streaks only with 2. So, you know, basically what that equates to is Peoria High is getting more second-chance opportunities, and we've seen that time and time again. It also puts your players in trouble for creating that foul because the defensive sets are longer. Streaks only 2 offensive rebounds, so they haven't done a good job of getting those second chance opportunities. Shooting wise, Peoria High is 10 of 31, including 2 of 4 from distance. Streaks are 8 of 23, including 1 of 8 from distance. Some individual stats of note, 5 rebounds for Casey Williams. Even though she hasn't scored, she does have 5 rebounds and a steal. 4 rebounds for Sammy Thompson, who's actually, you know, other than the fact the Streaks are struggling, she's having a pretty good game. Raina Goley with 3 assists and a steal. But, you know, I don't feel the energy, and I'm not seeing that same energy we saw the Streaks have against Allman. They seem to be a little lackadaisical in this one, and, you know, if they continue that, they're going to have a hard time sticking with a very athletic Peoria squad.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, it's length and athleticism that bothers the Streaks. We saw that with UT. We saw that with Rock Island. And this isn't all we'll see of this in this tournament. We'll see it later this afternoon with the even more length and better athleticism. The Peoria High with the ball to start the second half, and the Evans takes inbound and travels with it. You know what's amazing to me? You know, this has been a horrible first half with 11 turnovers, and even for a game, if you get 15 or 20, it's not a good game. It's hard to win. Somehow Monmouth-Roseville the other night, the girls went up, and as the Streaks turned it over, they won at Anawan after turning it over 29 times in the first half.
Holy cow.
Three-pointer up and no good by Hawkins, but another offensive rebound. Israel Evans brings it down. This is Smullen with it. Down on the low block to Jenkins. Spins to her left in the paint, puts up the five-footer and good. Jenkins now with eight in the ball game and make it 27-21. Streaks break the press. Lexi Daniels right wing. Picks up, looking for help, bounces for Sabrina down a low block, leans in, shot blocked, but a foul's going to go against Mackenzie Jenkins, and that'll be, let's see, just her second foul. First foul of the second half. Sabrina Clay will go to the free throw line. That's what the Streaks need to do to you break the pressure, and then you find somebody under the basket. There's always going to be somebody there. You get behind that defense.
Well, first little sequence there was an abridged version of what we saw in the first half. The Streaks get the ball. They turn it over. They give up the offensive rebound, and then Peoria scores on the second chance opportunity.
Sabrina missed the first, made the second. She's got six. Make it 28-22. Streaks trail with 7:22 to play, or rather 27:22. And this is Jenkins with it. Traveled, drives down the right side. Nice job by Casey Williams. Had to reach in from behind as Jenkins brought it down by her waist before she went up with a layup. Casey knocked it away and out of bounds. It'll be Lawson to inbound from the left baseline for Peoria High. And it comes to Jenkins outside the three-point arc on the right baseline. Gets it out to Smullen out high. Penetrates left side. Puts it up. Nice defense by Reyna. Reyna with a rebound. Now to Casey Williams running down the left side of the floor. Lays it up with left hand short. And a rebound comes down to Lawson. Casey got herself a little bit too far under the basket. This is Lawson. Top of the key. Left wing Smullen. She'll fire the long three. Can't hit. And another offensive rebound. Hawkins gets it. Puts it back up off the glass and in. Hawkins with five in the ball game, make it 29-22 Peoria High. Lexi, three-pointer, right baseline, in and out, no good. And Casey Williams tried to run the rebound down, just got a hand on it, went out of bounds. And Peoria High will bring it the length of the court.
Well, and the Streaks had two players running back to get on defense there, and that's exactly where the offensive rebound would have been, is where they vacated.
This is Smullen. She'll bring it across right of the center circle. She'll be met by Reyna Gully. Gives right wing to Hawkins. Now it's Jenkins out high right side. Out high left side, Lawson fires another long three and nails it. My goodness. She's got 10. She's out in Jessica Howard range there. Make it 32-22, 10-point lead for the Lions.
7 points already in this third quarter for the Lions, and they're kind of taking control like the Streaks did against Allman in the third.
Wow, Sabrina Clay got bumped going up for the layup. No call, got her own rebound, puts it up this time too strong. It was a great pass from Reyna to Sabrina, and we didn't get the call. Now a travel is going to go against Evans. Boy, that one, yeah, I don't know how you didn't call that one. If Sabrina went up, she got, like, knocked away from the basket and didn't get the call.
Well, and she was the only player down there. Yeah. You know, it was a very isolated incident where you could see and none of the three officials made the call.
Lexi gets it on the inbound. Left wing, three-pointer, off the rim long. Casey with a rebound on the right side. Gives to Shaley. Fakes, drives left side, puts it up. Got it, and she's fouled. Now the Streaks finally starting to wake up on the offensive end. At least they've gotten a couple of offensive rebounds early in the second half.
Yeah, and a great job by Shaley right there, not settling for the 12-footer when she saw she could get closer to the rim.
Who'd that foul go against? Let's see. Was it Smullen? Yeah, Smullen just picked up her third foul as Shaley completes a three-point play. She's got seven in the ballgame, making 32-25. Lawson lost the dribble, got knocked away. Now she got it back somehow, got it to Evans, laid it up and in. Unfortunate for the Streaks because they had knocked it away, and it just went right back into the hands of Lawson, who got it to Evans, who laid it up and in. 30-second timeout, or no, it's a full timeout by Michi Edwards. We'll take one as well. 5:50 to play third quarter. It's Peoria High 34, Galesburg 25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now.
As of quick April 15, full-time out.
New federal government regulations are going to affect that could possibly double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Streets with a basketball. Now they're going to call it a little bit tighter as Lawson reached in on Reyna. A little bit of contact, but less than we saw most of the first half. But Lawson gets her first foul.
Well, but the thing is she hand-checked her. And I think the one thing that we'll see what happens here, but I'm sure Coach Massey's made some comments about the bumping. So when the hand checks start coming, that's an easy call for the officials.
Now back in the 2-3 zone again is Peoria High. Reyna Gully with the bounces for Lexi on high right side. Right wing to Sabrina Clay. To Reyna between the circles. Streaks should be able to find something behind this defense. But you got to have some quick ball movement. And they're just, not much movement. Now Lexi right baseline for three. That's short. Rebound. Shaley on the weak side got fouled. And yes, we do get the call. Thank you. It's going to go against Evans. I thought they were going to call it out on Shaley. But Evans kind of on the back of Shaley and kind of had a hold of her arm. And that is going to be the second foul on Israel Evans. Casey Williams will inbound from the left baseline.
Lexi just 1 of 8 in this game.
Wide open on the inbound. Sabrina Clay down on the right side. Pass from Casey Williams. Sabrina puts it up and in. She's got 8. Make it 34-27. And the Lions throw it away on the full court pressure. And the two players, Lawson and Huff, just looking at each other with their hands out. And Lawson passed it like it went right past Huff. Huff just wasn't looking. And the Streets get it back. Casey inbound from the left baseline again, and her pass is stolen away. This is Hawkins. Hawkins against Lexi, one-on-one, crosses over down the right side, lays it up and in. Nice move by Ja'Keisha Hawkins. She's got 7, make it 36-27. Just when you think the Streaks are going to kind of make a dent, Peoria High comes back and scores. Now Sabrina to Lexi on the right wing. Bounces out right, high right side to Reyna. Back to Lexi on the right wing to Sabrina Clay, right baseline. Back to Reyna out high on the right side. Now to Lexi. Right baseline, penetrates, stops, bounces for Sabrina, leans in up off the glass and good. Nice play by the Streaks.
Good layoff by Lexi. I didn't think she was going to be able to get that pass through.
And now the inbound pass as Evans tried to throw it in. It went right into the hands of Sabrina Clay right in front of her. Sabrina just knocked it right back into Evans, who was still standing out of bounds, so it goes back to the Streaks. And again, that time Evans and Lawson standing there looking at each other, arguing with each other.
Well, now Coach Michi Edwards making some substitutions so he can do some coaching.
Lexi for three, left baseline, in and out, no good. My goodness, that was way down in and popped back out. This is Jenkins with it. Now it's Hawkins. Now it is Lawson out near the center circle for Peoria High working against Casey Williams. Dribbles left with 4:05 to play in the third quarter, 36-29, Peoria High lead. Down the left block, travel, not called by Huff. Missed the shot, basically passed to herself, went across the glass to the other side, caught it and put it back up and in. 7
yeah.
For Ja'Keisha Huff.
Unfortunately, Shaley was out of position there, and she had a little bit of a bump on her and then didn't want to get called for a foul, so she just stopped playing, and it made it easy for Huff to get the rebound and put it back up and in.
Casey Williams, right wing to Reyna between the circles. Now back to Casey, left wing rather. Now right wing, it's Lexi. She'll fire the three. Good! There we go. Finally took the lid off. Second one of the ball game for Lexi. She's got 6, 38-32. Peoria High, 3.5 minutes to play third quarter. Hawkins across midcourt, down to the right side. It goes to Jenkins. She'll stop and fire the 10-footer. It's good.
Well, nobody got back to help Shaley with defense, and she didn't want to give up the easy layup, so she gave up the long jumper.
Pace picking up. Reyna down the left side of the lane, lays it up and in. Again, great recognition by Reyna. The defense had their back turn. She ran right up the back of them, laid it up and in, 40-34. Now this is Lawson quickly back the other way. Nice one-handed dish to Jenkins, who lays it up and in.
Just a little flip from her dribble hand.
Now Reyna across midcourt, right of the center circle. Lost a dribble momentarily, gets it back. Now spins to the right, picks it up, gets to Sabrina at the free throw line, turns, drives down the right side lane, up off the glass, got it, and she's fouled by Lawson. And that'll be the second foul on Jalen Lawson. So Sabrina Clay with
7 in the quarter, doesn't she?
Yeah, I believe so. So 12 for the ball game. So Sabrina goes to the free throw line with a chance at the traditional three-point play as Kaylin Boyston and Sammy Thompson check in for the first time. First subs for the Streaks here in this third quarter. As Shaley and Casey will get a break. 2:46 to play in the third. 42-36 Peoria High. Sabrina Clay at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. 13 for Sabrina in the game. Make it 42-37. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Lawson gives to Smullen across midcourt right side. Smullen pass temporarily blocked by Kaylin Boyston. Three-pointer right baseline. Hawkins is an air ball. The rebound goes off of Huff, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Full court pressure again by Peoria High. Sammy will inbound. And it comes to Sabrina, and she'll bring it across midcourt left of the center circle. Goes to the left wing, picks up. And gives to Kaylin Boyce. Now high, now left of the center circle. It is Reyna Gully. Back to Kaylin, left wing. Swings it to Sammy at the free throw line to Lexi right side. Now between the circles sits Raina. Now Sabrina out high on the right side. Looks over the defense against the 2-3 zone. Left wing, Raina Gully. Backdoor pass to Sabrina Clay. Tips it up. Grabs it. Can't hit the shot, but she gets fouled. And if it's against Lawson, it's her third. And I think it is going to be against Jaylen Lawson. And that will really hurt Peoria High if she has to go out of the ballgame. It does go against Jaylen Lawson. That is her third foul. Sabrina Clay goes to the free throw line with two shots. 16 foul here in the second half against Peoria High. None on the streaks as of yet.
Huff, Evans, Huff, Lawson, and Smolin all with three fouls.
First free throw for Sabrina is up and good.
Sabrina's cut it down to four.
14 of the ball game for Sabrina as Casey Williams checks back in. She'll give Lexi Daniels a break. 2:13 to play here in quarter number three. 42-38. Now make it 42-39 as Sabrina converts both. Full court pressure from the streaks. Lawson bottled up. Nice wraparound pass to Jenkins. Now a two-on-one break. Hawkins down the right side. Lays it up too hard. And on the rebound offensively, Huff got the inside position on Sammy Thompson. Laid it up and in.
Well, if I'm Coach Massey, I'm not happy at all because right there, Huff just set an illegal screen on Sammy. She essentially grabbed Sammy and didn't let her go and play defense on that layup attempt.
Now Raina down the right side lane gets blocked, and this is going to go against Huff, and that will be her fourth foul. Acacia Huff with a call, and Raina Gully will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because that was a blatant foul on Huff down at the other end, and for some reason the officials didn't see it because Huff essentially went into boxing out even when the offensive player was still dribbling into the rim, and Sammy couldn't get around her because she had grabbed her shorts.
Tariah Woods will come in and replace Huff, who goes out with four fouls. First free throw for Raina is up, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped up by Sabrina, and they're going to say, actually they're going to say it went off Jenkins last. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I thought for sure that was off of Sabrina.
Yeah, because Sabrina was still trying to chase it down. So the streaks will get it back. Kalen will inbound from the right baseline. Try to get into Sammy Thompson, and Hawkins got in there and knocked it away.
Kalen's best play right there was just getting out of the way of the ball because she made a bad pass in.
And to Raina, right baseline for three. Good! Raina Gully for three. And make it 44-42, and the Lions throw it away. Hawkins threw it underneath to nobody. It was, I think she was looking for Woods. I don't think Woods was looking for the ball. And Woods quickly goes back to the bench, and she's replaced by Evans, who comes back in with three fouls. 1:38 to play in the quarter. Streets with a chance to tie or take the lead. Raina Gully on the dribble in the backcourt. Gets to Kaylin Boyce. She'll get it across in the center circle. Picks up, gives to Raina between the circles. She'll dribble right. Now down the lane. Nope. And yeah, double dribble. Yeah, she kind of lost a handle. She made the spin after she got bumped and got both hands on it, then put the dribble back down.
I thought for sure she was going to take off inside, and
that's
she just never did.
Yeah, I think maybe that's what happened. Maybe she had thought about going right down the middle, and it was that hesitation.
Foul disparity right now. Seven fouls for Peoria. Streaks have not been called for a foul here in the second half.
Kaylin knocks it away. I think the difference is that, you know, the shots that the Peoria High is getting, there hadn't been any fouls on shots because they've been getting pretty much uncontested looks right under the basket.
Well, that and usually two of your big foul targets are Shaylee and Sabrina,
yeah,
and they've kind of not been playing defenses closely because of the foul situation.
Pass over the top from Jenkins to Evans. Sammy reached in on. That'll be the first foul right there on the streaks here in the second half. First foul on Sammy Thompson. 109 to play here in the third quarter.
Well, streaks have this down to a two-point deficit with 109 left to go here in the third. If they can keep it right around here going into the fourth, they might be able to pull this one out.
This is Evans down the left side of the lane. Puts it up. Missed the easy one. And Casey Williams with a rebound for the streaks. Gives to Kaylin Boydston. Kaylin on the dribble in the backcourt and tried to lean into the defender, lost control of it. Now this is Smullen down the right side, lays it up, no good. Hawkins down with the rebound, puts it up. She's short, gets her own rebound again, missed it again. Now Shaylee with a rebound for the streaks. Outlet to Kaylin Boydston, 45 seconds to play. Kaylin across midcourt, and now we're going to get the bump call, and it's going to go, if it's Evans, that's her fourth. I don't know if it's Evans or Hawkins. It does go against Israel Evans. So Evans, no, that's just I'm sorry, that's her third foul.
Yeah, I was going to say,
third foul, okay. Sabrina Clay, Lexi Daniels will check back in and replace Sammy Thompson and Raina Gully with 42.6 to play here in the third quarter. And that's going to be a chance with one of bonus now for Kaylin Boydston. Back in for Peoria Higher, actually, and for the first time is, well, there's one that's not on the roster, of course. We had one that was added late, but that's not who it is. We don't have a number 10 anywhere. First shot for Kaylin is up and good. She will get the bonus. That cuts it to a one-point Peoria High lead. 42.6 to play, third quarter.
First point of the game for Kalen. She has a chance to tie.
And bounces off, no good. Rebound to Jenkins for Peoria High. 40 seconds to play. Smullen with it across midcourt in the center circle. Against Kalen Boydson, right wing, it goes to the unknown player. Now high post, and a great job by Sabrina Clay. Nearly came up with a steal. They called the tie-up as Evans tried to put it on the floor. Sabrina reached in, and the Streaks get it on the alternate possession with 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter.
One of those extremely quick tie-ups.
Yeah. Lexi Daniels, right wing, bounces out near center court for Kalen. Right of the center circle, picks up and gets to Lexi out high right side. Right wing, it goes to Sabrina Clay. Top of the key, it's Shaley out high left side. It's Kalen. Swing it over to Lexi on the right wing. Fires a long three. Short. Right on target, but short. Kalen Boyston runs down the rebound in the right corner. Her pass is knocked away, and she did a great job. Couldn't bring it back down after the pass got blocked, but she knocked it off Smullen out of bounds with 10.3 to play in the quarter, and the Streaks will have it on the near sideline as Raina Gully checks back in to replace Kalen Boydston.
Lexi's just 2 of 11 from the field from threes in this game, but I will tell you probably 5 of those have been right on the nose and just either rattled out or just came off.
4 seconds to play. Casey, right wing. Stops, fires just inside the three-point arc. Good! Right before the buzzer, first basket of the ball game for Casey Williams, and the Streaks take the lead heading into the fourth quarter. After three, it is Galesburg 45, Peoria High 44. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
A few good folks had a dream, and so they recruited many more to make it happen.
Serve nutritious meals free to Knox County residents, regardless of background, situation, or ability to pay.
That's the mission of Knox Prairie Community Kitchen.
Over the last 4 years, thousands have come together to enjoy these dinners.
The produce used can be farmed and harvested in the multitudes with the purchase of a new tractor.
Help make this a reality and maybe find a gorgeous new playhouse in your backyard, courtesy of Western Illinois Builders Association.
Visit galesburg.info. Keyword kitchen.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
8 minutes to play. Streaks lead 45-44 over the Peoria High Lions. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson at John Field Gym. The pace really picked up in that third quarter. The Streaks outscored the Lions 23-19. This is Evans on the nice feed from Lawson, but a foul's going to go against, let's see, is it Lexi or Raina? They were both there. Sabrina was in the area. I think it was one of the guards that got in there.
Raina.
When it gets Raina Gully, and that's the second on Raina. So going to the free throw line will be Israel Evans, just the second team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. Evans with 6 points in the ball game for Peoria High. 7:49 to play. Streaks lead 45-44. First free throw bounces off, no good for Israel Evans.
She really encroaches on that 10-second free throw time limit.
Yeah. The Streaks got to be careful not to jump in like they did earlier. I think it was Lawson that was shooting that time. Holds it high above her head, misses the second. Rebound, Casey Williams. Now it's a matter of Streaks not only have to get some points, they really need to take care of the basketball, and which they haven't done a great job of in the game. Now Raina down the right side. Nice bounce pass for Shaley left side. Lays it up too strong. Gets her own rebound back up off the glass and good. What a great pass again from Raina. Drew the defender. Bounce for Shaley, and she was there. Had the presence of mind to get the rebound. Now Lawson down the right side. Lays it up short. Shaley with another rebound. Outlet to Casey Williams. 47-44 Streaks. 3-on-2 break. Casey to Lexi. Right baseline. Three-pointer. Off the back. Strong. And the rebound comes down to Jenkins for Peoria High. Jenkins gives to Hawkins on the right wing. Now top of the key, it's Evans. Evans drives down the left side of the lane, scoops it up short, gets her own rebound, lost a handle on it, and traveled, no call. Kicks it out to Lawson, and she has to run it down left of the center circle. Now Smullen out high right side. Smullen on the dribble, goes to the free throw line, penetrates, scoops it up, shot blocked by Casey Williams. Jenkins comes down with it. Now Lawson drives in and traveled with it. Ooh, I think they're going to call Raina for a foul, though. I thought there was a travel before the foul, but either Raina or, yep, does go against Raina. That is her third foul now. 6:53 to play in the ball game. 47-44, Streaks lead. Lawson at the free throw line. The sophomores had a very good game for the Lions. Wait, how's she shooting? We're not in the bonus. That was, she wasn't, They called that on the shot?
It must have.
I didn't know that she was actually trying to put one up, and she makes the first.
Well, she does shoot it from all over the floor, so
that's
maybe they
true.
Just figured.
Second one up and good as well. This is going to be a really, really good ball player over the next couple of years for this Peoria High team. Streaks lead 47-46 as Lawson makes both free throws. Left wing, Casey Williams. Dribbles out, gives to Raina out near the center circle. She's bumped by Smullen. Four on Alexis Smullen.
Well, Streaks were down by as many as 10 in the third quarter. They cut it all the way down, took a one-point lead going into this quarter. And, in fact, before those two free throws, they were on a 13-2 run against Peoria High. So Streaks have done a nice job clawing back into what's been a pretty ugly game on their behalf. But the question now is, can they close this one out?
And you got to take advantage from the free throw line as Raina comes up short on that. Sabrina Clay with a rebound to Raina in the paint. Puts up the five-footer. Good! Nice pass from Sabrina to Raina. Don't see that quite as often as the other way around. Raina puts it up and in, make it 49-46 Streaks. But the Streaks really need to hit from the free throw line as they're in the bonus arrest way. Now a steal by Casey Williams. Casey down the right side. Just Jenkins to beat. Lays it up and in. Casey Williams with her second basket. 51-46. Near steal by Lexi. Now Lawson tied up in the corner. Michi Edwards calls the timeout. As his team was in a little bit of trouble against full court pressure, and he's not happy with his team begging them to be careful with the basketball. 30-second timeout with 6:21 to play. Streaks now with a 51-46 lead. It is a full timeout. I thought initially he had indicated a 30. So we'll take a timeout as well. 6:21 to play. Streaks lead 51-46. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Keep you warm this winter with a handcrafted white chocolate delight from Mitt Cafe. Sip the new white chocolate latte, dip into the whipped cream of a white chocolate mocha, or curl up with the new white hot chocolate. You'll be loving this winter with Mitt Cafe at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
WGIL congratulates Gary Armstrong of Galesburg, who won $100 when he was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Streak steal the inbound. Casey Williams. Sabrina Clay puts the shot up. Miss got her own rebound, and she put it up and in. Streaks lead 53-46. 6:09 to play in the ballgame. Quickly down the other way. It's Jenkins that missed the easy shot on the left side. Shaylee Florin with a rebound. Now Raina with a left wing to Casey. Back to Raina. She's got it out right of the center circle, left of the center circle on the dribble. Working against Evans. Picks it up. Looks for help now. Lexi Daniels moves out and takes the pass. Now gets right back to Raina. Now Shaylee out high on the left side. Now Sabrina Clay, right wing. It is Lexi. Give and go to Shaylee. Lays it up right side and in. Streaks looking much more comfortable on the offensive end in this second half. 55-46. This is Lawson. Runs down the right side. Lays it up short. And Shaylee with a rebound. Shaylee bothered her on that, but she kind of just stepped back with her hands up. 5.5 minutes to play. Streaks lead 55-46. Raina Gully with a spin move. Gets it to Lexi Daniels. Right wing to Sabrina Clay. Out high right side. It's Shaylee. Now between the circles to Raina. Backdoor pass to Sabrina with a left hand up and in. Great ball.
Really turning it on right now. And it's some great execution on the offensive end.
Near steal. Now another timeout by Michi Edwards. And still pleading with his team. And this one is going to be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 5:11 to play. It is Galesburg 57. Peoria High 46. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
400 plus folks are fed monthly during the free Knox Prairie Community Kitchen meals at the Central Congregational Church in Galesburg.
And it couldn't happen without 30 to 40 people at each meal who volunteer pouring drinks, washing dishes, holding doors, and handing out smiles.
In 2015, the job of planting, growing, and harvesting that food is going to get a lot easier with the purchase of a tractor.
And you can make it happen.
Buy a book of raffle tickets today and see that tractor in action tomorrow.
It very well may put a $3,000 playhouse in your backyard.
To help, go to galesburg.info, keyword kitchen.
The GHS girls take on Normal U-High in Game 2 of the Martin Luther King Tournament this afternoon. I'm Tom Erida. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 2:40 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Well, who'd have thunk after scoring 10 points in the first quarter, 21 at halftime, that the Streaks would be pushing 60 points here in the fourth quarter with still 5:11 to play, Galesburg leading 57-46.
Yeah, you know, it's been a combination of things, but I think the real thing that's happening is the Streaks are finally understanding this defense that they're overplaying, and if you just execute your offense, that's usually where you can find huge openings, and that's just really played into the Streaks' hands.
5:11 to play. Tom Meredith there. Gibson Streets lead 57-46. Peoria High with the basketball. This is Jalen Lawson out between the circles against Casey Williams. Dribbles right. Stops just inside the free throw line. Fires a 14-footer. No good. Rebound. Shaley Foreen. Another one for Shaley. Shaley on the dribble in the backcourt. Gets to Lexi across midcourt. Out high on the right side. Lexi goes to the wing. Picks up and gets to Raina out high right side. Raina Gully on the dribble with it. Working against Evans. Now gets pushed by Evans. That's going to be her fourth foul.
Did Lawson take that last shot? I was up thing.
Yes, I think it was Lawson, yeah. Okay. So Raina Gully's going to go to the free throw line. She'll have two shots this time. That is the 10th team foul on Peoria High. Raina shrugs. She's 0 for 2, both front ends and 1 and 1s here this afternoon, which is, or this morning, which is unusual.
Yeah, very un-Raina-like.
57-46 Street lead, 4:47 to play. First shot is up. That one is perfect. She's got 12 in the ball game. Make it 58-46. Biggest lead, I believe, for the Streaks. Second shot for Raina. She eyes it, puts it up, and that one is good. 59-46. Now, Casey gets called for the push. Went for the steal on the inbound. Got a just a piece of the shoulder of Lawson, and Casey picks up her first foul of the ball game. That's just the 13th foul on the Streaks in the second half. Or now, rather, the 14th foul. Now Coach Massey tells him to drop back. And the Streaks will pick up at midcourt.
Streaks on a 25-4 run going back to the middle of the third quarter.
Lawson across midcourt. And she traveled with it. She stopped to try to throw the pass. And she, Coach Edwards not happy at all with Israel Evans as to where she was supposed to be on the court that time. He's pretty animated over there.
Yeah, he's always animated.
Now Raina's pass stolen away. This is Huff. Throws it back to Hawkins, and nice defensive play by Raina. Knocked the pass away, but coming down with it was Lawson, and she put it up and in. Make it 59-48. Streaks not out of the woods by any means. Now Lexi, right baseline for three. Off the back iron, too strong. Rebound comes out long to Evans. Now this is Lawson with it. We know this team can put up points in a hurry. Long down court pass, and she over three Jenkins. And the Streaks will get it back on the Peoria High turnover, and Meechie Edwards says, pick him up full court. Come on, get up there. Shaley with it in the backcourt. Gives to Raina. She'll work against Lawson.
Raina with a spin 19 moves. Turnovers now for, 19 turnovers now for Peoria High.
So Raina Clay left baseline to Shaley. Goes into the paint. The runner is up and short. And I think Shaley didn't get a good handle on the shot as she kind of lost it on the dribble going up. So Peoria High brings it back the other way, trailing by 11 with 3:47 to play. Left wing, it's Evans. Left baseline, it goes to Jenkins outside the three-point arc. Over through Huff, and coming up with it is Lawson on the left baseline. Three-pointer up and no good. Weak side rebound off the hands of Jenkins. Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 3:38 to play, leading 59-48. Got two players adjusting their shoestrings, Casey Williams and Acacia Huff, as Shaley Florine will wait to inbound. Streaks back in action this afternoon. A 3 o'clock scheduled game against a very good normal U-High team. Galesburg High boys scheduled at noon today. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with a pregame around 11:40 this morning against Manuka. Casey gets it across to Lexi on the right wing. She picks up her dribble, bounces for Sabrina down on the right side, dribbles out, and bounces to Raina out on the right side, 3:20 to play.
Oh,
gee whiz. Lexi gets bumped several times by Evans, and now we're going to call a foul. It's either, I think this is going to go with Huff rather than Evans.
Two Peoria High players there, both of them bumping, and both of them hit the ground at the same time.
So Huff, I think that's going to be it for her.
That's it for her if she fouled her.
Yep, so Acacia Huff fouls out of the ball game. She fouls out with 9 points in the game, all coming in the middle two quarters, 5 in the third and 4 in the, or in the 5 in the second, 4 in the third, and she'll be replaced by Alexis Smullen. So you definitely lose some size there, but you don't lose any quickness. 3:15 to play.
5 rebounds for her as well in the game.
So Raina Gully at the free throw line for 2 shots. First one is short. Raina with 13 in the game. Yeah, just struggling. It's really, like you said earlier, un-Raina-like that she's struggled from the free throw line. Second shot is up. That one is perfect. She's got 14 in the ball game. 60-48 Streaks. 3:10 to play. This is Lawson out between the circles on the dribble against Casey Williams. Dribbles left. Now behind the back. Goes left again. A runner is put up from 12 and good. Nice move by Jalen Lawson. And really, as far as Casey, what she did defensively, there's not really much more you can do on that because if you try to step in front of her when she's going up with that runner, you're going to get called for a block.
No, she's just such a smooth player. I mean, her biggest thing right now is consistency because for instance, she's 3 of 17 from inside the arc and 2 of 5 from distance. So 5 of 22 is not a good shooting percentage for anyone, especially if you're going to be the lead guard.
Full timeout called by Michi Edwards with 3:04 to play in the ballgame. He's got none left.
Sorry, 6 of 22.
Streaks with a 10-point lead, 60 to 50. Opening game of the Martin Luther King Tournament. Galesburg High boys coming up again about noon, around 11:40 for the pregame. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee, as the Streaks take on Minooka. Galesburg going to try to bounce back after a tough loss, first loss of the season last night for the Galesburg High boys. 1-point loss between a couple of great teams last night. It was a great atmosphere at John Thiel Gym. And they'll have their battles cut out for them in this tournament as well. I don't know much about Minooka. I think Gurney Warren's down a little bit, but the other teams, Rockford East, is pretty athletic. They'll see Maine South, which is a really good team. They'll see them on coming up on Monday. Streaks will have to bring it the length of the court. Shaley will inbound, full court pressure from Peoria High. And it comes to Reyna. She'll get it across. 2-on-1 break. Gets to Lexi on the right baseline. They'll pull it back out and set the offense. Reyna between the circles on the dribble. Dribbles right. And picks up, looks for some help, and bounces for Lexi at the top of the key. Back to Reyna, right of the center circle with 2:45 to play. Reyna dribbles left. Gets a pick from Shaley, stops on the left wing. Picks up her dribble and now gives to Casey Williams out high on the left side. Casey dribbles right. Streaks content to work a little bit of a clock, but they're going to look for an easy basket if they can get it. 2.5 minutes to play now. Reyna left of the center circle. Working against Evans, gets a pick from Sabrina. Now picks up on the right wing, gets to Shaley down on the right block. Nice spin move into the paint, left-handed baby hook up and in.
Yeah, great find by Reyna. She knew that Shaley was coming over there. She just was patient, waited for her to get there and get set.
Smullen, three-pointer right wing. That's good. Wow. Alexis Smullen with her first basket of the ballgame, make it 62-53. That move was by Shaley. A nice job. She felt the defender to her right, so she spun back to the left with a little baby hook. 2:02 to play. Down it goes to Sabrina on the left wing. And Evan Massey calls a 30-second timeout.
I think he just wants to go over what they're going to run just to take some air out of this one. He was also getting a little concerned because they weren't getting the ball up the floor. But a nice find by Shaley. She saw that Sabrina was up there. She just had to get the pass in the area. It didn't have to be a good pass.
Yeah, Sabrina was that wide open. So 1:59 to play. And right now it comes to the Streaks. You got to protect the ball, number one. Now, the defense was a little bit different. I don't know if Coach Edwards, he didn't tell him to back off, but they're not shoving and everything like they were, so they've adjusted to the way it's being called. So it's being called a little bit tighter now, so they haven't been all over, so that's made it a little bit easier for the Streaks ball handlers. So number one, it's protecting the ball, and two, when the fouls happen, you got to hit some free throws.
Exactly. And right now the other thing is you've got to make them play defense. Don't give them any easy ones. Take as much air out of the ball as you can, because if they're gonna play off, you're gonna have some space to operate.
Reyna with it, left of the center circle, under 2 minutes to play. Gets picked from Sabrina, and now there it is, a foul against Jenkins. And Reyna's going to go back to the free throw line with two more shots.
Well, it wasn't against Jenkins.
Oh,
it was either
Hawkins,
Evans.
Yeah, I think it was Hawkins got it. That's her third foul. And Reyna Gully goes to the free throw line. 5'5 sophomore, first shot is up, in and out, no good.
This is not one of those games that Reyna is going to be too happy with her free throw shooting. You know, she's one that really takes pride in it, and she's just been a little off this morning.
Second shot up and good, and make it back to a 10-point lead, 63-53. Lawson runs it up for Peoria High, down the right side of the lane, lays it up, no good, but a foul's going to be called either on Shaley or Casey. I think it was Shaley there that might have gotten a piece of the arm.
I think he pointed at Casey.
Oh, yep, Casey Williams, just her second foul. But Jalen Lawson goes to the free throw line. And that's what you don't want for the Streaks. You don't want the clock stopped.
Well, and the big thing right there was, you know, Lawson, like I said earlier, is not shooting the best. She's 4 of 17 from the field or from inside the arc. So you just go ahead, let her. She's hit a couple nice shots, but let her go ahead and make that basket. Don't let her shoot the free throws.
Well, and, you know, also as she makes both free throws, and now she's 4-for-4 from the line, but, yeah, you know, I'd rather see her shoot from outside, kind of back off defensively, play off of her, and let her take the outside shot. Casey Williams on the inbound, gets it across midcourt to Sabrina Clay on the left wing with 1:40 to play. Sabrina out to Reyna, left of the center circle, 1:37 to play. Peoria High will be looking for the steal. Now it's Casey out left of the center circle near midcourt, 1:30 to play, and a bump call against Hawkins. That's going to be her fourth foul. That was a pretty tight one there.
Yeah, we haven't seen that called at all. I mean, there was one other call, I think, earlier in the third quarter where I think it was Smolin put her hands on Reyna, but that one was a little less than that.
So Casey Williams to the free throw line with two shots. Casey with just 4 points in the game. First shot off the back iron, no good. Casey really struggled that first half. She had several layups that she just wasn't able to get down. I mean, the Streaks could have had a pretty decent lead, and it wasn't just her. It was everybody that was missing some easy shots.
Yeah, just 2 of 8 in the game for Casey.
Second one up and good. She's got 5. Make it 64-55. 1:28 to play. Right wing, this is Smolin. She'll fire another 3. That one's too hard. And the rebound comes down to the weak side to Evans. Puts it up off the glass, rolls out, no good. Another offensive rebound. Jenkins gets it. She scores. And a foul's going to be called on Reyna Gelly. That'll be the 4th on Reyna. And even though there's only a minute 19 left, you don't want to lose Reyna's ball handling in the game. So Jenkins, she's got 14 in the game, and she has a chance at the 3-point play. She was 2 for 4 from the line in the first half.
Another one of the sophomores on this period high squad.
Missed that one. Rebound Casey Williams for the Streaks. Triple team now dribbles out of trouble and looks for help. And another timeout called by Coach Massey. I think the Streaks were going to get it across, but just Coach wanted to be sure. That's going to be a full timeout as well. 1:13 to play. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. Knox Prairie Community Kitchen offers another free hot meal Thursday the 22nd at Central Congregational Church in Galesburg. Doors open at 5:15, dinner served from 5:30 to 7 to anyone and everyone. Check our calendar for more info at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community. Wear a button, win some cash. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
1:13 to play in the basketball game. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, John Peel, Jim. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Peoria High Lions 64-57. Streaks with the basketball. They'll have to bring it from three-quarters court. Shaylee Foreen, Reyna Gelly, Sabrina Clay, Casey Williams, Lexi Daniels on the floor for the Streaks. Shaylee will inbound just by the Peoria High bench. And it comes in the backcourt to Sabrina. She gets it across into the front court. And the Peoria High bench wanted to travel there. Now Reyna Gelly tap the key.
I think it was a merited call, too, Sabrina had a lot of problems handling the basketball. Was trapped in the corner and somehow took a couple steps to get away.
Under a minute to play. Now Evans called for the reach. And that will send Casey Williams to the free throw line. And that is all for Israel Evans. She's going to foul out with 6 points in the ball game. You know, and you look, it looks like there's a huge foul disparity, which there is, but I still think the way it was called is just the way they play defense. They're going to pick up more fouls.
Right, and then that's one of the things that's tough to gauge because, you know, same thing when the Streaks used to play the system.
Yeah.
You know, they were more prone to getting those foul calls. The difference was they were just spread out over more players.
First free throw by Casey of a good, and the Rock Island game was a prime example of that, that the Rocks, again, they substituted 5 at a time, and they had as many fouls as we did, but it just, yes, when they didn't get in foul trouble because it spread out over 12 or 15 players as Casey hits both. Make it 66-57, Streaks, 55 seconds to play in the ball game. Lawson stops and fires a 3 out high on the right side, can't hit it. Rebound comes down to Hawkins. She missed a shot. Sabrina Clay with a rebound for the Streaks and gets hammered. If it's against Hawkins, I think that'll be it for her. It's one of the, either Hawkins or number 10, whoever that was, and the official looking at Hawkins. Same thing, he had to get around the front because her hair was covering her number. So Jakeisha Hawkins fouls out of the ball game with 7 points with 48.1 to play. And Sabrina Clay goes to the free throw line with 2 shots for the Streaks. So Sabrina Clay, first one up, in and out and back in.
Well, I will tell you, Sabrina really turned it on here in the second half.
Second shot is up. That one bounces off no good. Jenkins with a rebound. Now this is Lawson with it with 45 to play. Drives in, splits the defender, scoops a shot up, can't hit. Nice move. And Lexi Daniels with a rebound getting a jump ball called. And it's the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Galesburg will bring it the length of the court with 40.1 to play. Streaks looking for their 19th win of the season, and it comes to Casey Williams in the backcourt. Before the trap gets there, gets it to Shaylee. Now it's Reyna. Down to Lexi on the right wing. had Sabrina and decided just to hold on, and now she gets bumped by either Jenkins or one of the unknown players. Let's see who they call it on. It went against Mackenzie Jenkins. That's her third foul, so Lexi Daniels goes to the free throw line with two shots. Lexi with 6 points in the game on a couple of threes, struggled from the field. First shot is up and good.
First trip to the free throw line, she hits the first one.
68-57 streaks, 31.8 to play in the ball game.
Just by Lexi's very nature of how she plays, doesn't go to the free throw line a whole lot.
No. And hits both of them. Make it 69-57 as they roll the ball in. Lawson picks it up. Gets it across to Smullen. Now back to Lawson. A long three-pointer out high on the left or right side is good. Wow. She's got some range, that's for sure. Make it 69-60. Now Reyna with it. 17 seconds to play. Street's got to get it across.
And Smullen's and, done.
Yep, Smullen just reached in.
She reached in, grabbed the arm, and went to the bench.
So Reyna Gully goes back to the free throw line with two more shots. I'm running out of room. My scorebook, I should have written smaller. 15.7 to play. Streaks with a 9-point lead.
Smullen fouls out with 3 points.
So it'll be Deja Watts, another sophomore, checking in for Peoria High. 15.7 to play. Streaks lead 69-60. Reyna's first free throw rolls around and through. She's got 16 points in the ball game. And Coach Mash will put Kaylin Boyston in for Reyna after the second free throw, which Reyna puts up and in. 17 in the ball game, make it 71-60 streaks. Also, Sammy Thompson, Madison Ross will come in as the streaks will get a little bit of rest as they head into another game at 3 o'clock this afternoon. They roll the ball in again.
You know, this isn't as effective as some people think it is. Well, now it will because it's going to roll all the way into the front court.
But the official, you're supposed to have the five call. That was a 5 second. He didn't even pay. He walked away, didn't pay attention. Air ball by Lawson on a spin move of the paint. The five call should still be going. That was probably real close to 5 seconds. Peoria High got it back. I thought that Lawson just shot an air ball out of bounds. 11.3 to play. This is Watts with it. Drives in. Runner off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and in. Deja Watts with a basket, gets in the scorebook, 4:03 to play. Casey Williams with a 1 second to play, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks with a win. It was a tough one, but the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Peoria High Lions. Final score, Galesburg 71, Peoria High 62. The Streaks with their 19th win of the season, 19-2. Peoria High drops to 11-6. Tough, tough battle here this afternoon. We'll come back and talk about this one. Name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey and more. Streaks win at 71-62. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Pratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together, better. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.